welcome back to my podcast. Remember, employees need to behave sensibly and appropriately to make their position secure at the workplace. No organization likes to have someone who lacks etiquette. So our today's conversation is around network plus etiquette. This is netiquette. I'm sure you all are familiar with this word netiquette. So netiquette is also called as internet etiquette, which refers to a set of rules an individual needs to follow while communicating through emails, sharing views on online portals or any other online forum. So let us go through some internet etiquette gateways. Make sure your emails are self-explanatory. The message should be easy to understand. Don't use capital letters in emails, else it can sound very rude and the other person might feel offensive. Turn off the caps lock key. Emails written in all capitals are considered to be rude and loud. Be crisp. Lengthy emails are seldom read. Never ever deviate from the actual message that need to be conveyed. The subject line is very important. It should be meaningful and relevant. This helps the receiver understand what is the email about. Start your mail with formal greetings. Format your emails correctly. Justify your text. Break the complete message into short paragraphs with equal spaces in between. Use bullet points wherever required. Keep all the related members in loop. All official emails must have signatures at the bottom. Your signature should include your name, your company's name, your designation, your contact details. Make sure your signature do not have any incorrect information. Ideally, I would suggest follow the company guideline. Every company do have a certain guideline when it comes to signatures. Avoid writing offensive emails to anyone. It might worsen the situation. Instead, it's better to sit with the other person and discuss issues face to face. Take care of your font style and size. Emails written in various colors and designer styles are considered unprofessional. Make sure you reply to all your emails. Don't add members just for the sake of it. Don't send emails to individuals who have nothing to do with your information. It is a sheer waste of yours as well as their time. Don't write anything in your mail which might fall back on you. Read your mail twice before hitting the send button. Employees should not open illegal or pawn sites at workplace. Read carefully the terms and conditions before opening any website. This might lead to serious action against you. Take care of spelling errors, punctuation marks, and grammar. Wrong spellings irritate the readers. This brings to proofreading. It is a must to create your best impression. Be polite and soft in your communication. Avoid using short forms or abbreviations in official emails. It is important to respect others' privacy. Don't check anyone's mail in his absence. Use words like regards, thanks, yours sincerely to close your mails. Respect the other person's views while sharing information on various online forums. I'm sure these gateways will help you during your corporate journey. And my next podcast is on virtual meeting etiquette. So happy listening, learning, and developing yourself. To learn more, follow Classroom to Boardroom series. You could also follow us on Interview Cracker for you on Insta. This is Ashwini Dasgupta, your personal development and NLP trainer. Signing off.